The Lord is placing His people into their right position. Let me tell you the joy of being in God's right position, where you're supposed to be. If you are in the position God has placed you, no battle will overcome you. That battle will never overcome you. Why? Because you are standing in your rightful position. Why we lose battles is when we strip away from where God has called us to be. Why we lose battles, why we lose grace is when we go away from the position God has placed us. But when we stand upon the place that God has placed us, no battle that we will not win. No battle that will come our way that we will not succumb. And that is why the devil always entices us to leave the position where we are. Because he knows as long as we are standing in the God rightful position, he cannot overcome us. He cannot overcome us. He cannot fight against us. But when we are shifting base, then he has every legal ground to fight. He has every legal ground to overcome us. But as long as we are standing in God's place, where God has ordained you as a woman, where God has ordained you as a man, and you are standing in that position, let the heaven, let the earth gather together, they cannot overcome you. They can never. And that is why you must be spiritually sensitive. That is why your spiritual eyes, your spiritual thermometer must be on all the time. It must be on all the time so that you will not shift base. The person you are fighting against is a spirit being. And for you to conquer and for you to stand against him, you must be led by the Spirit. You must always be led by the Spirit of God. If you want to overcome the schemes of Satan, if I want to overcome the schemes of demons, I must always be led by the Spirit. Because that's the only way you can overcome. And that's why the scripture says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds. For me and you to pull down strongholds, then we must be led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost must be so real upon our life. The Holy Ghost must be so real upon your life so that you can break strongholds. So that you can destroy the works of Satan in your life, in the family, in the territory that you are standing. If I want to make an impact, then I must be led by the Spirit. I must walk in the realm of the Spirit. The physical realm have nothing to offer. What your eye behold has nothing to offer you. But those things that are in the spirit are those things that are permanent that can be of good use for you. And that is why I and you must be shifted from this natural realm unto the supernatural. And when we shift unto the supernatural, we begin to obtain the mercy of God. We begin to see the glory of God. We begin to see the manifestation of the mighty hand of God. While you see a man that is full of faith, while you see a man that is full of confidence, it's nothing but the man is walking according to the leading of the Spirit. The man is walking according to the dictate of the Spirit of God. Because he knows that as long as the Spirit is the one leading, as long as the Spirit that is the one that is dictating, victory is coming on his way. People may laugh at him. People may make jest of him. People may laugh and laugh him to scorn. But as long as the man is standing on the spiritual ground that he ought to stand, at the end of the day, he will be their priest. Jesus. At the end of the day, he will be their counselors. He will be going to give them counsel, and everyone that give counsel to will leave. And as many that will turn that is counsel, they will damn by it. I know what I'm talking about. For the church of God to have impact in this last day, we must forget our boundaries. We must forget about our denomination. Because it's a barrier that the devil has created for years. It's a barrier that the forces of darkness has created for years. And for us to break this barrier, we must cry unto God. We must be on the post of duty. We must be led by the Spirit. When you are praying, you don't just pray. You pray and wait for the leadership. You pray and wait for the Holy Ghost to show you things. Because that is when your prayer can be effective. That is when my prayer can be effective. That is when I can effect and cause commotion in the kingdom of darkness. We don't just pray blah, 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 blah. No. We pray by revelation. If we want our prayer to have effect. And today, God is doing great things. God is placing you where you ought to be. And that is why you must continue in prayers. So that you will not lose your ground. Because when you lose your ground, the enemy will overcome you. That is the truth. There is no two way about it. I tell you, Lord, if I lose my ground, the devil has no respect of any man. The Bible says he's an old serpent. He's older than every one of us that is here. So it's not your beard that will scare him. It's not your suit, neither your voice. That we scared. He has had many voices and he silenced them. So it's not your voice that we scared him. It's when you are led by the Spirit. Because when you are led by the Spirit, the devil don't understand you anymore. The Bible says, as the wind bloweth, where it listeth, you don't know. You just know that the wind is blowing. Where it's coming from, you don't know. And where it's going, you can't know. So they that are born and that are led by the Spirit. So the devil cannot dictate you. He cannot understand your way. So you become a threat to his kingdom. You become a threat to the kingdom of Satan. Why? Because you are led by the Spirit. My deliverance will be effective. Your deliverance will be effective if I am led by the Spirit. If the Spirit take over my life, yes, my deliverance will be effective. Some few years ago, I went to a place with a friend. When we get there, it's the elder brother of that my friend. Not giving his life to Christ. Still living a wayward life. When we get to the house, his reverence was there. The family of the girlfriend came to greet him. I came in. And we sat down. I said, I can't be here. Boyfriend and girlfriend will continue like this. Today must be an end to this. Started preaching the word. Started speaking the word of God. As I was speaking the word of God, one of the younger brother of the girlfriend, as he was sitting down, the power of God lifted him. Lifted him up and hit him on the ground. The girlfriend stood up, ran outside. She ran back inside. She fell down, she started crying. The boy also started crying. And I told them, you must give your life to Christ. The boy started weeping, booing, said, yes, he's ready to give his life to Christ. That he has been given his life to Christ, he will run out, he will come and run, he will say, but now he has decided completely. I say, yes. That is somewhere I'm going. That boy that was lifted and hit on the ground is a Muslim from Kano. They are from Kano, India. 10, we begin to pray. As we begin to pray, the manifestation begin to happen. They begin to, this their Arabic, this thing, they begin to utter them. I say, where are they? I said, Allah. We prayed and prayed. He was uttering those Arabic words. I said, today, you must give your life to Christ. The power of Islam is broken in your life. As we are praying, the power of God came down. The Lord spoke to me. He said, for you to gain deliverance from this boy, change the name of this boy right now. And I told my friend, I said, the name of the boy from today is no longer, is he Ismail? I forgot the name. I forgot it. I don't want to remember. I said, from today, his name is Samson. Immediately, I pronounced that Samson. Everything ceased. So what am I saying? You must be led by the Spirit. We have been toiling. We toil and pray for more than 3 hours. We are praying, battling with this thing. We are praying, battling with it. All of a sudden, I now begin to switch to the Spirit. I say, God, if you don't come, I may not leave this place today. And the Lord spoke. Say, for you to gain deliverance, change his name. Then immediately I change the name. I say, his name now is Samson. Immediately I call Samson. He said, yes. That he sees. As he sees, we begin to give praise to God. So when you are led by the Spirit, you won't have to labor. Let me use that word. You will not have to labor. Your labor will cease. Your labor will do what? Cease. Just as the man of God was saying yesterday, you will have rest. When you are led by the Spirit, rest will come upon you. Because it's no longer you doing it, it's the Spirit of God doing it. Because it's the work of the Spirit a mortal man cannot accomplish it. A mortal man cannot accomplish it. We pray for him. Then when we pray for him, we finish. The Lord told me, say, look, if you allow this boy to go, problem will come upon him. Where will I put him? I have to take him to church. He lived in the church for more than 2 months. Praying, and as we are praying, he's vomiting a lot of things. Vomiting a lot of things. All the things that he has drank, all the liars, all those things that he has taken, he was vomiting them. Vomiting them. Vomiting them. The Lord was giving him deliverance. The Lord was giving him deliverance. Now, you get to a stand, I say, kind. Me and my friend, I say, look, this boy, he cannot only be sitting down. Let us take him outside. God is going to show me something again. Let us take him outside. We took him outside. I hold him by the right. My friend, because he has no strength again. Strength has gone. For 2 months, we are praying for him. Strength has gone. Holy, we are going. As we are going, moving towards no man's land. Then we pass a mox. The spirit come again. So, you see, in every location, there are demons. Whether you like it or not. In every location, that is what the Lord was trying to make me to know. There are demons. So when the things started even outside, one tried to start manifesting, I say in the name of Jesus, I command and I cut off every spirit in this place. Under check. The boy gave himself. We go back to church. I told my friend, I said, do you understand what happened? He was looking at me. He said, you know, I don't see. I only follow what you say. I said, this is what happened. When you see a thing happening in a place, it's not just for happening. It's not just for what? Happening. There are powers that is behind those things. There are powers that are behind them. And that is why, as a Christian, we must stand on our ground and decree. And decree so that those powers will cease. And I tell you the truth, I lie not. When you speak by the Spirit, that power will cease. That power will be broken. And today, God is going to do wonders in our midst. God is going to do great things in our midst. God is going to work great, great and mighty things upon us. I want us to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Let us be sensitive to the things of God here. Let not our mind be traveling here and there. When your mind is traveling here and there, this is the time for you to plead the blood of Jesus upon your soul. Because the devil doesn't want any man to serve God successfully. Even me that is standing here, he doesn't want me to serve God successfully. Because he knows that if I serve God successfully, his power over my life has been destroyed. So he will do everything to make sure to entangle me. That is the truth. To entangle you all the time. But when you are being led by the Spirit, the enemy cannot entangle you in any form. You will overcome. You will be on. And the powers of darkness will be at your feet all the time. Jesus Christ said, the prince of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. Wow. Because Jesus is a man that is led by the Spirit. He does not accept the Spirit leading. Except the Spirit lead Jesus. He do nothing. You see, I do nothing except the Father do what? Show it me. That is why the enemy has nothing in him to claim. They can't claim anything because this man is a man of the Spirit. Anywhere he goes by the leading of the Spirit. He doesn't just go anywhere because he wants to go. He must be led by the Spirit. And that is why, at the end of his life, he said, the prince of this world cometh, but has nothing in me. Has nothing. There is no entanglement of Satan. Wow! Because he's a man of the Spirit. But if we are sons of God, we must be led by the Spirit. Every junction of our life must be dictated by the Holy Ghost. If we want to cover ground, then the Holy Ghost must come on the scene. The Spirit of God must take over our thoughts. It must take over our being. It must take over everything around you. It must take over. You don't leave any path for yourself. You don't leave any path. You give all. If you want 100% deliverance. God is the God that gives total deliverance. And if God gives total deliverance, then I must submit to God 100%. You must submit to God 100%. He must be the controller of your life. He must be controller of your being. Yes, sir. If not, what we are saying is just, we are just trying to work up your flesh. The devil is the owner of this earth. He's the owner of this world. He tells Jesus, say, bow down to me and I will give you the whole world. I give it to as many, anyone I will, I give it to him. And Jesus never disputed it. And Jesus said, we are not of this world. We are just here temporarily. And if we are here temporarily, I am telling you, as long as you have declared Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, the host of hell is fighting against you. You must be conscious of this. And that is why your life, my life, must be aligned with the Word of God. Must be aligned with the things of God. So that we can be led by the Spirit and overcome the powers of Satan. Anyone that tell you that there is no demon anywhere, just tell the person that you don't believe there is God anywhere. Anybody that says there is no demon, no deliverance, it shows that that person does not believe God. Let him carry Bible. Let him preach the Bible. He believes there is no God. And we must be sincere. You must be sincere to yourself. Be sincere to others. Be sincere to God. I'm telling you. He Amen. I'm seeing a door. Jesus. We won't be tired of praying. That is what we're meant to do. Pray. I told one of my friends, I say, there is no shortcut to glory. There is no shortcut to success. The only way is prayer. If you pray, success will be your way. If I can pray, I will have success. I will have what I want on my knees. I will have what I want on my knees. One morning, my two sons, the first one was just going to 6 years. The second one was 3, going to 4 years. I was lying on the bed. They had woken up already. I was lying on the bed. They were in the parlor talking. Then the younger son said to him, "Say, is it good to pray?" My first son said, "What are you asking? It's good to pray. You don't know." See, it's good to pray. See, it's very, very good to pray. Because every prayer you pray, God will hear it. I wanted to stand up. The Spirit listen to preaching. And listen to preaching. See, it's good to pray. Because every prayer you make, pray, God hear it. And God answered it. I was laughing where I was lying down. And I say, "Don't you see Daddy? All the time he pray. All the time he pray. Because he want God to hear him." Then the second son say, "It's true. I think we will be praying also." When they finished, I came out. Because morning devotion is with King, with Blala, with my bed. I will hold my bed in my hand. We will be doing morning devotion. If you sleep, or you know children, their mind will just be taken away. They will want to play. I say, your father is talking to God. And you, don't you know, even this God is senior your father. Your great, great, great grandfather, the one that you never see, is senior him. We are praying, you are doing rubbish. Why? The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he grow, he will not depart from it. Even if he want to depart from the way will not depart. The way we begin to follow him. This is not the way your father taught you. This is the way your father. Yes. Look, we must be led by the Spirit all the time. If we want to have sources, is it spiritual sources, physical sources, financial sources, every sources in life. We must be led by the Spirit. We don't just relax. We don't just sit down and say, all is well. And relax ourselves. No. You don't do that. Christians don't do that. They must always listen to the voice of the Spirit. They must always listen to that still small voice. Every child of God, there is a way God wants to communicate his mind to you. Even if you are a child that is born again today, there is a way God wants to communicate his mind to you. Not necessarily you must hear the prophet say, "Thus says the Lord." There is a platform God has placed before you so that He can speak to you, so that He can discuss with you, so that He can have relationship with you. And until you find that platform, I am telling you the truth, that rest the man of God is talking about will be far from you. Will be far. And the only way you can get that platform is pray. It's when you begin to pray, I am telling you, you will locate that platform. And when you locate that platform, I'm telling you, rest will be your portion. Rest will be your portion. People will be running from pillar to post, but you will stand at a place and rest will be your portion. People will say, what is happening? Why? You feel so indifferent. You don't even, nothing moves you. Nothing makes you jerk. Because they don't know that there is something that you are relaxing on. There is something you are relaxing on. So we must pray, you must pray until you get that platform. Until I get that platform. I told my wife, I said, you can never know God too much. The one you know today, tomorrow is going to be greater than the one you know Him today. That is why you can never be satisfied with searching for God. The day you are satisfied in searching for God, then that day maybe we will just bury you. I'm telling you, that's the day we'll bury you. And write RVP. I told people, I said, why the men of old? They are more strong in faith than us. It's because they always wait for God. It's because they always wait for God's presence. They don't just jump into things. No. They always wait for His presence. And immediately His presence comes, they flow along with that presence. And you see God accomplishing great things through their hands. Accomplishing great mighty things through their hands. But we rush into things. We just do things the way we feel is best. We do it. There are some things that it look good to natural eyes. But in the spirit is a sin. In the spirit is capital no. Everyone will hear you that you have accomplished great things. But in the spirit is zero. So we must be sensitive to the power, to the leadership of the spirit. Our spirit must be quiet. We must receive rest in our soul. So that when the Spirit is moving, when the Spirit is speaking, when the Spirit is leading, we will follow the wings of the Spirit. Because that is the only way we can accomplish great things. Just imagine 12 men. turn a continent upside down. Just 12 men in the hand of God. Just 12 men. They turn things upside down. If we can yield ourselves to the Spirit of God, yield ourselves to the leadership of the Spirit, I tell you, we will accomplish great things in this land. I told a friend, I said, only if I go to a place, only one thing I need is God should just give me one man. Only one person. And when that person is found, let that person see God. Even in a community, I leave that person in that community. I tell you the truth, what that person will rot in that community, oh my, within some space of time. And if that person knows what he is doing, knows what she is doing, I tell you, he will put the devil and the kingdom of darkness hands down. I know what I'm talking about. This boy I'm talking about now, the whole family are Christian now, except the father. The whole family, the mother, all of them, they come. It's a carnal indigene by origin. Every one of them has come to Christ. Why? Because there is only one person that turned his heart to God and was consistent. We must believe by the Spirit if we want to accomplish great things. If we want our deliverance to be permanent, because God did so many things in these few days. Yesterday, today, especially this morning, God do great, great things. I know what I'm talking about. You will see the family history that you come from will change. Because God has done something. There is a shifting in the spirit world. I know what I'm talking about. And for this thing to be permanent, we must be led and be consistently in the spirit. Consistent. We must not just, today we are in, tomorrow we are out. No. We must be consistent. We must be consistent. If we want to effect life. And if we want this thing that has took place in the spirit to now begin to manifest. Because everything must take place in the spirit first. The reality happens in the spirit. The reality happens in the spirit before it comes and translates in the physical. It happens in the spirit. I will tell you why I say this. My wife was attacked. A message continue. Just coming out. I told her, I said, this thing is not ordinary. And I don't believe it's sickness. I told her, I don't believe it's sickness. We continue praying. I didn't tell anybody. Didn't run to anywhere. For what? We continue praying. So one day, we wake up in the morning as we are doing our morning devotion.
She said, before we pray, she wants to say something. I said, you are free. She said, my husband. I said, yes. He said, I am not certain. I am not sure. But right inside my spirit, the thing is so real. But I am not certain whether it's true or not. I said, say. You see, any moment she wake up, she will say that it's like somebody came to have an affair with her. But she cannot see the dream. I don't understand. Maybe you understand that. He cannot say, she dream it. But inside her spirit, the thing is registered. Every morning. I laugh. I say, and you have been keeping this thing for long. I say, thank God, the devil will no longer cheat you again. I said, that is the source of this thing you are seeing. You think that until you see dream, before you will know, say, enemy is at. Say, your spirit cannot be deceived. You can be deceived. Your flesh can be deceived. But your spirit is a being that can never be deceived. That is why, if you are lying to somebody, your spirit will say you are lying. Because you can't deceive it. You cannot. So, the spirit cannot be deceived. He said, yes. And I said, that is the source of your problem. And today, that problem will cease. She was looking at me. I just lay hand on her. I said, Father, thank you because you have revealed this problem. And I know this problem is solved in Jesus' name. And that will cease right there. So what am I trying to say? We must be very sensitive in our spirit. I'm telling you. We must be very sensitive. Everything starts from the spirit realm. That's the truth. Everything starts from the spirit realm. This does not just happen just like that. There must be something that will be placed before you see that thing manifesting. That is the truth. Even revival does not happen just like that. It must be birthed in the spirit. Man must stand to give birth to it. So nothing just happened in this world. So it has to be, the origins is from the spirit, whether good or evil. That's why we must be very, 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 very conscious. We must be very, very conscious. We don't just relax. If you want our deliverance to be permanent, if you want our deliverance to be sustained, we must be very sensitive to the things of the Spirit. This is what I was talking about. Why I love him so much is because he's so sensitive. I never see a human being that is sensitive like that boy. Very, very sensitive. If he's passing now, and something is wrong. No. You see him catch it immediately. But, brother, something is wrong here. Something is wrong here. So we must be very, very, very conscious of this. What type of dream do you dream? And you just relax over it. Some people will dream that they fall sick in the dream and they will not even do anything about it. And it's no be ordinary dream. My dream now. A man contracted stroke through dream. Asthma through dream. All this chronic sickness through dream. And you say nothing. Those things you are seeing, they are real. very, very real. They are those things that are real. And they will now translate into this fear. They will translate into this fear. That's why we must always be led by the Spirit. We must always be led by the Holy Ghost. That's the only way we can overcome the enemy. That's the only way we can be above the works of darkness. That's the only way we can be above them and they can't do nothing. They can't do anything. And when you're about to do something great for God, you see the forces of darkness come against you. Why? Because they know that when you are true with that thing, his kingdom is reduced. He will not allow you. And that's why you must continue in warfare. You must continue in praying. In fasting. In praying, in fasting. Making sure that you sustain the strength of the Spirit. Oh my. Christianity of today is so let's just do like that. No. No way. The devil has deceived us so long ago. He can't deceive us again. No. He cannot. We must stand at the post of our duty. That's the only way God is obligated to me and you. If I stand at the post of my duty, then God is obligated to me. He's ready to do anything for me. Do you think God just answered the prayer of Joshua? Sun stand still at the mountain of Hagar. Moon, this. No. He was at the post of duty. He was at the, because he knew that he is at the post of duty. He knew that he was raised up to destroy the enemy of God. He knew it. And at the cost of doing that, he knows that as the sun is going down, it will cause problem. And if we allow the enemy to go, they will recoup themselves. Lord! Let the sun stand still so that I can finish this assignment. And God has nothing but to hearken unto the voice of Joshua. And the Bible says, since the war began, God has never heard the voice of man like that. He was at the post of duty, brother. When you are at the post of duty, God is obligated to you. God is obligated to you. That's why the enemy knows this. He always shifts you out of your duty. So we must stand at the post of our duty. We must stand at the post of our duty, doing the will of God, doing the mind of God, expanding the kingdom of God, not my own empire. No, sir. Not my own selfish desire. Oh, yes. But expanding the kingdom of God. Just like our man of God was saying, our fathers have failed. They have failed. Because everyone is expanding his own empire. This is my home. And this is the border. And God is not like that. The kingdom of God must be established in the heart of man. And for it to be established, man must move by the Spirit. Man must move by the leadership of the Spirit. If at all we want to impart life. If I want to impart life, if you want to impart life, you must be led by the Spirit. Only God knows what is in the heart of every man. And for me to impart your life, for me to speak to your life, then I must be led by the Spirit. Jesus, thank you, Father. We are going to do some prayers. I want to pray for some people by the grace of God. Please, who is the music leader? Let him come up. You don't have, I say, who is the music leader? I say, let the assistant come forward. Jesus. We are going to pray. There is someone that occupied this space before. And his mind was driven away with pride. I'm sorry. I have to say it. He was swelling with pride. He believed that he has arrived. Anything anybody say doesn't believe in it. Except his himself. I saw that door open. That's why I asked for the leader here. So that spirit will not alight on them. We need to pray. Let me tell you one thing. God is ready to do mighty things today. Jesus. Raise that in hope. We are going to pray that God will secure this one. God will secure him. So that thing, he will not fall the prey of that same spirit. The only person that is indispensable is God. God can pass you aside and put another person. He can pack me aside. With all the revelation I have seen, with all the visitation I have seen, if I decided to be disobedient, God will pack me aside. And make a man that is stronger and mightier. If at all I am. Jesus. I'm telling you. So that is why we must be humble. The mighty instrument in your hand is humility. If you are humble, my brother, God will go a long way with you. See, some people, God will show them small revelation. They will just have small visitation. Yes, I have arrived. They will begin to post here and there. They begin to move here and there. And those people, they don't last long. They don't last long. Because they are doing it in the flesh. We are going to pray that the Lord will keep this one. Let their hearts be humble. I am telling you, just as they are channel in which God passes through. If they are not guided by the Spirit, the devil will make use of them. Seriously. So we are praying. We are praying for them with all our hearts, with everything inside us, that God will keep them. Keep them humble. That no matter what they do, let them see themselves as unworthy servants. That there are better people in the congregation that can do better things than them. But they are just privileged. They are just privileged for God to use them. I want us to rise on our feet. Jesus. Begin to pray and begin to close this gate. Pray until I see this gate close. Oh yes. Thank you, Father. Jesus, we are in your presence. Oh, Father, help this one. Let this door be closed. The door of pride and arrogance. No, let it be closed. Jesus. Oh, glory, my God. I close this door in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Let it be closed on a permanent basis by your power and strength, oh God. Take away pride. Take away arrogance. Oh, yes, Lord. Under your strength, under your power, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Let your power rest upon them. Let your glory shine upon them, O God. Oh, my God. me, Lord, by your strength and power. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, close this door in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Let your spirit rest upon them. Let your glory rest upon them. That they will be channel of your blessing. Oh, yes. The challenge of your glory. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let it be, Lord God of heaven. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we are mindful of the things we intend to do. We are mindful of that which has been a burden upon your heart. And how you want to bring from this land incense, pure incense of worship. Pure incense of worship. That will open a pathway for the activities of heaven to come into our territory. We understand, oh God, how the devil seeks to stand against this intent of yours. And on the strength of we command that door that is yet open to the enemy concerning the music ministers of this house, we command that door to be sealed up in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, our heart still bleeds about the young man you planted that was afflicted by this door. Today he wonders. Father, let this door be sealed in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid that any of these ones that shares in the music ministry will be a victim of that door. Right now, we bring every of them out under cover. Under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. Under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. Those of them that are here present, those that are not here present, we bring them under the blood cover in the name of Jesus Christ. We command this spirit pass over them. That strength that you bring through their worship. That strength that you bring through their life. That makes the entire congregation access the activity of heaven. Let that strength be on the increase. Even from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the river of your spirit that purifies. Let it flow through their vessel. Flow through their vessel. Grant them grace to pick the frequency of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes. Begin to pray. Let the Lord have His way. Let the Lord have His way. Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Jesus. The Lord is passing. The Lord is passing by. The Lord is moving. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We are going to pray for some set of people. You always experience it. You are walking on the road, even in the house, in your office. You always experience this thing. It will as if a cloud of darkness. As if you close your eyes, everywhere is dark. It doesn't take seconds. Darkness will just cover, as if covers you like that. Then come over, you gain your consciousness again. Please, come forward. Let's pray for you. Jesus. Come for you. It's projection. Holy Ghost, thank you. We are going to pray. Why this thing always happens to these people is to cause delay. Is to cause delay. And that is why it happens often when they wanted to be something very precious. Often. But if there is nothing good coming on their way, you see them, they are okay. But if something good is about to happen to them, you see they will begin to feel that thing happening around them. Often. If that is the truth, don't raise up your hand. Often. Yes. It's to cause delay. And we are going to break that yoke. Jesus. Hey! Thank you, Father. We are going to break that yoke this day. Hey! I'm laughing because the devil is shaking. He's shivering. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I say this thing so that you will know how to pray. So that you can pray accurately for this one. So that that yoke will be broken once and for all. The Bible says affliction will not rise again the second time. We are going to pray that God will cease this experience, this angel of darkness, casting delay upon this one. Casting delay in their progress. Casting delay in their education. Casting delay in their marriage. Casting delay in everything they put their hand upon. That God will break that angel of darkness. Shall we begin to pray in the name of the Lord? In the name of Jesus, let it be, Lord, let it be, Lord. Every power of darkness, every angel of darkness, Lord, crossing the leg on the path of this one. Jesus, let them be broken today. Lord, I break that yoke. Lord, I break that yoke. By the word of the Lord, by the strength of God. In the name of Jesus. Let it be, Lord, my God. Let it be, Lord, Jehovah God. Under your strength and power, Lord God. Under your strength and glory. In the name of Jesus. Let your power flow. Let your power, oh God, rain upon them. Let it fall upon everyone here. That every yoke of the enemy, that every yoke of darkness, let it be broken today. Let it be broken today. Let it be broken at this hour. By the power of the Lord, by the strength of God, by the anointing of Christ. In the name of Jesus. Lord, my God and my Father. Holy Spirit of God. Do it, Lord, mighty Father. That your name alone will be glorified. That your name alone will be praised. That your name alone will be worshipped. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes, that yoke has been broken. Lord is taking over. The Lord is taking over. The Lord is taking over. The Lord is taking over. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. The Lord is taking over. My. The angel of God's presence. The angel of God's presence. He's taking over. Blessed Father, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Hey, God of heaven. Be thou exalted. Be thou praised. Be thou worship. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, my God, my Father, let this yoke be broken this morning. Even this day, by your strength and glory, by your greatness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Woo! And please let the minister lay hand upon them. Let the minister lay hand upon them, please. Jesus. Please lay hand on them. This yoke, let it confirm it. Oh yes. Break it permanently. Let the yoke be broken permanently. Oh yes. Oh yes.